I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We reported not too long ago on how a common Pakistani sandal for men became a high fashion accessory in the West. Before that, Nehru jackets did the same. Foreign cultures are an incessant source of inspiration for fashion designers, but immigrants have their own reasons to blend styles and design. Young immigrants especially. They want to fit in while also holding on to their heritage. Reporter Tracy Mumford has a story of one budding immigrant designer, a Somali teenager living in Maine.
Saro Hassan sticks out, which is hard to do when you're maybe 5 foot tall. This girl wears cheetah print on cheetah print, her skirts like a disco ball. Like many Muslim women, she wears a hijab, a traditional headscarf to cover her hair. But her hijab is bright orange and sparkly.
I wouldn't go Lady Gaga extreme, but I like something that people look at and they're like, oh my God, that's interesting. Like, what is she wearing?
The high school senior lives in Lewiston, Maine, and she's mad for fashion. But the fashion scene in Lewiston...
oh God. Sweatpants. Jeans.
Lewiston is blue collar, an old mill town. Hijabs don't stand out there the way they first did when Somali families began arriving in 2001. The city is now nearly 10% Somali. The downtown crowds are a mix of lumberjack, flannel, and East African influences. Most hijabs you see, though, aren't orange and sparkly. That's all Saro. At 17, she's already launched her own fashion line.
My fashion line, when I first started, I wanted it to be specifically for Muslim girls because growing up, we didn't have a lot of option to what to wear and how to express ourselves.
Her designs are modern yet modest, something you won't find at the mall. Her signature hijabs come in neon, zebra stripes, and more. Before she was designing hijabs, though, she had to fight to even wear one. Saro was born in a Kenyan refugee camp. Her parents fled Somalia after civil war broke out. When she was 10, they were resettled in Indiana. It was hard. She couldn't speak English, and she and her younger siblings were the only Somalis at school.
One day I was wearing like my scarf, and then I was brought to the office, and I didn't speak a word in English. She's like pointing out my head, and she's like, take your scarf off.
The elementary school staff wouldn't let Saro and her sisters wear their hijabs. They had a no-hats policy.
I started, you know, being afraid because I couldn't wear what I usually wear. And then I started, like, wearing, you know, pants and stuff and just trying to adapt and fit in with the kids that were there. Because I didn't know the language, I tried to do, you know, to imitate what they were doing. And I would have lost who I am.
But Saro's father had heard about the growing Somali refugee community in Lewiston.
I just felt like, man, I was just going to be lost forever. But my parents were like, we're going to move to Maine.
In Maine, Saro put her hijab back on. With her clothing no longer a source of conflict, she threw herself into learning English. And a great way to learn a new language? Turn on the TV.
Project Runway, America's Next Top Model, What Not to Wear.
Saro's a die-hard fashion reality TV show fan.
My mom watches it, and my mom's just like, what is that? They're doing, like, bikini and stuff like that. And my parents, they're against that stuff because that's not how they raised us. They're like, no, that's literally naked, you know. I'm like, Mom, they don't think it's naked.
Her parents don't need to worry. She's not inspired by what she sees on the shows. Bikinis, mini skirts, crop tops. She's inspired by what she doesn't see.
I feel like I have potential because I don't see Somali girl in Project Runway and, like, designing, wearing, you know, her hijab. I want to change that.
She's already held two runway shows in downtown Lewiston with more than 20 original designs. And she's in the middle of her first photo shoot.
Okay, wait a minute. Don't blink. There you go.
A photographer in Lewiston volunteered to help. Her models are her sister, her cousin, her friends. They parade in front of the camera in wild combinations. A purple tie-dye tiger print skirt, turquoise sequins head to toe, a pink and black striped blazer over more hot pink lace. There's green, blue, red, black, and cheetah print headscarves.
I love animal print, and I just die for print.
There's flash and glitter, but not an inch of arm, leg, or hair.
Are you wearing, like, something long? No.
These photographs are for her college application portfolio.
I am thinking Mass Art, LaSalle, RISD, Fitz.
Her plans are as bold as her fashions.
My biggest dream is to continue my line, but make it big so it's known in the country. Have my own, like, store opened and, like, even, like, have a franchise. I want to be the CEO of my company.
She's ready to show the world her unique vision, without showing too much, of course. For The World, I'm Tracy Mumford, Lewiston, Maine.